The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 30 years. If you're not actively serving Yah, then by default you're serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on Earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It is important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you'll be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close to Him. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve Him and help Him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. And my aim is to teach you how to do this. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's J-A-M-E-S. Today we're going to consider, be aware of the possibility of the supernatural in you and through you. And then we'll carry on with part five of Where Will You Spend Eternity? So, overview of the broadcast. We're going to first of all start by looking at the anointing. What is it? Why seek it? How does it manifest? Be aware of the possibility of the supernatural in you and through you. I will ask, what is the anointing? I will then share some reasons why you should seek the anointing. I will then discuss how the anointing manifests, and then pose the question, what is in it for you? We will then return to Where Will You Spend Eternity, part five, and I will answer the question, how do we overcome? What is the price? Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this is based on the article 2024-0204. Be aware of the possibility of the supernatural in you and through you. The anointing, what is it? Why seek it? How does it manifest? Be aware of this possibility of the supernatural in you and through you. I've recently become acutely aware of the reality that very few people have deep experience of the anointing, let alone understanding. For example, the TV drama The Chosen, which is all about Yeshua and his 12 chosen ones, disciples, completely misses the point as far as the anointing is concerned. I write fairly regularly about the anointing, but it has occurred to me that I've been assuming that readers know what I'm talking about. See particularly the article 2021-0110, A Challenge for You to Seek a Power Anointing and Ministry on the website. And also 2022-0904, Things That Destroy the Anointing. Folks, fundamentally, relationship with the Creator is about coming to a place where you're filled with the Spirit and that you're walking closely with Him. Anything less than that is a compromise. You're just missing out on something that is so powerful and so powerful, so beautiful. And I'm going to seek in the next 20 minutes or so just to set out what the anointing is, why you should seek it, and how it manifests. So what is the anointing? The anointing is the infilling of a true believer who has requested it with a set-apart Spirit of the Almighty. The anointing may be imparted on immersion, so-called baptism, but notice that baptism by dabbing is not baptism. The rite that was applied by Yehuchanan the immerser, John the Baptist, was complete submersion in water, complete immersion in clean water. The anointing may be imparted at any time by requesting infilling. Father, you are in the name of Yeshua. I ask you to fill me with your Spirit. It grows the more one worships and the more you spend time with Father. Anointing comes from the word, the Hebrew word masach, which means to smear with oil. In the Middle East, where it's so hot and dry, they smear themselves with oil to reduce the perspiration. Anointing is the impartation of the Spirit of Yah. As I said a minute ago, you can go to Him right now and say, Father, I desire to be filled with your Spirit. You can go and immerse yourself at your earliest convenience, anywhere where you can get clean water, a swimming pool, a river, a lake, a dam, even the tub in your home. Father, I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I ask you to cleanse me of my sin. Just ask Him to fill you. It's not a big thing. It's in a sense a form of a marriage with Him. It's about just opening yourself up to Him, letting Him to come and live in you. The anointing can be destroyed by anger, by fear, by betrayal, by a divided house, and any other occurrence that has satanic or demonic connections. It can wane if one ceases to worship and spend time with Father. It can be lost if one joins sexually to another who's not similarly anointed. It can be destroyed by major sin and particularly by repeated willful sin. The anointing is a precious jewel, a pearl of great price, to be nurtured and treasured. Notice that I said that anger, fear, betrayal, a divided house are all from the satanic and demonic realm. If you're going to run around shouting and screaming at people, you're going to damp down and ultimately destroy the anointing. Father can't exist. The set-apart Spirit, which is the anointing, is the portion of Father's Spirit that He gives to each one of us who believe as His investment in us, if I can put it that way. So initially, when somebody comes to belief, they get a betrothal portion, and then they come to full belief and deep relationship with Father, and they get filled with His Spirit. This is distinct from the universal Spirit of Yah, which holds the entire universe together. If Yah were to withdraw His universal Spirit from the earth, everything would die. He holds it all together. The set-apart Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is distinct from that. It's part of your Spirit that He gives to you and you only if you come to Him and ask for it. See the Article 7 components in drawing close to Yah on the website for a detailed discussion of the actions that will enable you to draw close to Yah. The anointing can be boosted at the right time by asking Father to impart an anointing comparable to that of a servant of Yah that you esteem, either modern or ancient. Yeshua is the best example, so you could pray, Father Yah, I desire to know you the way that Yeshua knew you. Only praying this once you've progressed to a significant level of relationship with Yah. I had an experience about 9 months after I came back to serving Father in 1993, where I had a dramatic encounter with him where he spoke to me audibly. And I rededicated my life to him. I started going to church on Sundays and middle of the week, and spending an hour on my knees praying morning and evening, and an hour reading the Bible morning and evening, and listening to worship songs in the car and teachings and so forth. And I really set myself apart in a dramatic fashion for 9 months. At the end of that, I read a book by a chap by the name of Benny Hinn. You may have heard of him. Different opinions about him today, but he was really close to Father back then. We're talking December 1993. And he wrote a book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit, which spoke about his encounter with the Spirit of Yah. And I read that book. I couldn't put it down. And early, about 3 o'clock in the morning of the 2nd of January, 1994, I lay on my bed saying, Father, I desire to know you the way Benny Hinn knows you. And I must have prayed that, I don't know, 10, 20 times. And suddenly the room was filled with this mighty roar, and this pressure came on me. And I was filled with his Spirit, and I woke up the next morning able to heal people, able to speak on his behalf. And I want that for you. And that's what this particular segment is about. Why should you seek the anointing? You should seek the anointing if you're truly committed to serving Yah and desire to get as close to him as possible. If you desire to have a material impact on the earth, you should seek the anointing. Be aware of the possibility of the supernatural in you and through you. This is available to you if you earnestly seek it. If you desire supernatural wisdom, let the Spirit of Yah, supernatural favor led by the Spirit of Yah, supernatural favor with people, supernatural energy, the ability to heal others, the ability to do great works, things that you've read about in the Bible and elsewhere, etc. You should seek the anointing. If you look at what's going on in the world today, if you read the news and say, oh my goodness, it's such a mess, where's this all going to end up? Well, the answer to that is you can either sit back and keep bemoaning the situation, or you can go to Father and say, Father, I dedicate my life to you. I ask you to fill me with your Spirit, and I ask you to equip me and empower me to make a difference on earth. And he'll meet you where you are. It may take you a year, 2 years, 3 years to get really close to him. The article, 7 Components of Drawing Close, was not really an article. It's a small ebook, about 70 pages. Will give you a whole lot of guidance on what to do. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. So how does the anointing manifest? Manifestation of the anointing is specific to each individual and their specific relationship with Yah. It can include, but it's not limited to, and in no particular order. And I'm going to give you a list of things and talk a little bit about each one of them. This is what can happen through you if you are filled with the Spirit of Yah and you seek to be led by him. So as I said, in no particular order and not necessarily a complete list, supernatural wisdom. You have answers to every question. You know about things that you don't know about. Somebody can come to you with some problem, and before you know where it is, out of your mouth is coming stuff that you didn't know you knew. And then utterance without preparation. Go into a meeting of any sort, ranging from a ministry discussion to a business consultation, to a legal matter with no preparation, and yet speak with wisdom and authority, and have answers to every question, including relating to things you had no prior knowledge of. That's a variation of the previous point. I don't prepare for meetings. I go into meetings and I trust Father to give me utterance. Doesn't matter what it is. I get a lot covered because I'm not constantly trying to figure things out on my own. In supernatural boldness and confidence, and I'm not talking about pride here, the assurance that you have Father's backing you, and you go into a meeting and you speak confidently and boldly, then increasing dialogue with Yah. And please understand, you need to spend significant time in prayer. You need to spend significant time reading about Yah, not just the Bible, but anointed books. You can, there's plenty on my website. And worshiping, praising Him a couple of hours a day. Listen to worship songs and sing along with them when you're in your car or on the bus or on the train. Put little earbuds in. I have a little MP3 player that goes with me wherever I am, and it plays through the night so that He has something to soothe Him. You hear Him increasingly clearly and are increasingly able to engage in dialogue with Him regarding your relationship with Him, His ways and His will on earth, your work, your family, your hobbies, your ministry, etc. He desires to be included in every facet of your life. And led by the Spirit of Yah in every aspect of your life, things just come together in ways you could not anticipate. You meet people who can help you, who seem to appear from nowhere. Divine appointments become a routine part of your life. You have a clear view of where you're going and what your life purpose is and so forth. And then supernatural favor with people. Everyone you deal with is friendly and helpful, and they go out of their way. I can't remember when I last encountered a fractious or unhelpful person. I just experience moving through life and things just come together most of the time. Sometimes I slip a bit, but it's powerful, folks. It's a different way of living. And then supernatural energy. You have boundless energy. You only need 3 or 4 hours sleep and you're awake, refreshed, and full of energy for the day. When I was walking under the fullness of my first anointing, I would work until 1, 2 o'clock at night, go to bed for a few hours, get up at 5, pray, worship, and so forth. I met a lady many years ago who was highly anointed. She operated on 2 to 3 hours sleep a night, day in and day out, week in and week out. Just had abundant energy. And in supernatural peace, you have great confidence that Yah is watching over you, and that nothing bad will happen to you, that you have a clear direction. And in supernatural protection, you're absolutely confident that you have messengers, incorrectly angels, encamped around you to protect you. In the unlikely event that you do have a motor vehicle or other accident, you emerge unscathed. Your messengers protect you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in unrighteous judgment is refuted. Been helping a chap in Los Angeles recently, and chap stole money from him and was threatening him, and they came and took him away. I had a motor car accident many years ago. I was driving a bit recklessly, mountain road, late for catching a plane, came around the corner, mud on the road, car stood sideways, there was a ridge, it should have just turned and somersaulted down the hill, but instead I cried out to Father, and His messengers took the car and just gently placed it at the bottom of the hill. My diary was open with my pen on it, on the passenger seat. It didn't even move. I was completely unshaken. I got out, took my briefcase, climbed up onto the road, and there was a vehicle that gave me a lift. Police to the police station, and the police then took, I was going to see a senior person in government, and they gave me a police escort, and I caught my phoned ahead and radioed ahead and held the plane for me, and I got to my meeting on time. So it's possible, folks. In supernatural joy, nothing gets you down. You're joyful in the knowledge of your relationship with Yah. Supernatural health, nothing affects your health detrimentally. The ability to heal others, you lay hands on people and speak the will of Yah in their lives, and they're instantly healed. You know the will of Yah in your life, and as you mature, you know His will on earth, and you pray it into existence. I have a lady friend who is just permanently joyful. She loves Yah, and she wakes up in the morning and says, "Good morning, Yah," and she goes through the day bubbling with positivity. There is so much wrong on the earth. But do you know what Yah actually wants done on the earth? I've had a couple of experiences where I've asked Yah what He wants to happen in specific situations. One was an election some years ago. And He said, "I want this one to win the election." And remember that He can do nothing unless it is first spoken into reality by a human being, a live human being. So I got on my knees and I said, "Father, I'm asking You to make this man the president of this country." There was some supernatural interventions in the election process, and he scraped in and became the president. And Father said to me, "It's not that I think he's a great guy. He's just going to cause more people to turn to me." Then you're given messages to others, and their response demonstrates the accuracy of your message. I've had experiences where I've gone up to a person and said, "Your mighty says such and such," and on the one case that just sticks with me, I gave a message to a woman. She cried out to her husband, "Trevor, this man has got the word that we've been waiting for." It's so encouraging. It's so uplifting. At an advanced level, it's possible for Yah to speak through you using your vocal cords. I had one experience. I was really walking in a powerful anointing, and Yah spoke through me to one man for about 20 minutes. I had no control other than shutting my mouth, and then the next man, and the next man, and then myself. So for about 2 or 3 hours, Yah just spoke through me, and things came out of my mouth that I had absolutely no knowledge of and no way of knowing. The ability to do great works. When you reach an advanced level of maturity, probably the consequences of at least one 40-day water-only fast, you're able to raise the dead, walk on water, calm storms, translate, in other words, move instantaneously from one location to another and to do other great works. At an advanced level, if you're bitten by venomous snakes, stung by venomous scorpions, or tricked or forced into drinking poison, none of these things will in any way harm you. You're able to do other things that you have read about in the Bible and other ancient and modern texts. In short, you become a powerhouse on earth in the service of Yah. So what's in it for you? Consider the above manifestations. Is that something you desire to do? Would you like to have supernatural wisdom? Would you like everything to go smoothly in your life? Would you like to be able to make a difference in the world? Speak wisdom and Yah's words into society, into government, into business. You can make a difference on the earth, in society, locally, and as you progress nationally and internationally. Woman that I mentioned earlier had raised 19, when I met her, had raised 19 people from the dead. She had on one occasion been delayed for a gathering of believers. She phoned ahead to say she would be 2 hours late. As she drove into a mist, and a few minutes later, she drove out of the mist and she was at her destination. So she had traveled a 2-hour journey in about 5 or 10 minutes. And on occasion, she was called in to speak to presidents, to speak to government groupings, because they recognized that the Almighty was speaking through her and they wanted guidance. Folks, that's available to you if you decide you want it enough that you're prepared to change the way you live your life. Pray significantly daily. Worship significantly daily. Read about Yah significantly daily. Change your mental position and get filled with His Spirit. You'll have to make sacrifices and focus on Yah rather on worldly than on worldly matters. But it'll mean that you qualify for a significant position in heaven after your death, provided that you use the above gifts to the benefit of Yah's kingdom. See the article, Where Are You Headed? Or Where Are You Going? On the website. The above briefly lists most of the points that I consider significant with regard to the anointing. I challenge you to seek a power anointing and draw close to Yah so that you can make a difference on the earth. As I've said, the anointing is a precious jewel. At the time that I was first powerfully anointed, church didn't recognize me. I didn't really understand what was happening to me. I went through a brutal divorce. I lost my anointing. Over the years that followed, I made a number of other mistakes and lost the anointing repeatedly. Once you've lost a particular anointing, you can't get it back. So I don't walk in that sort of anointing yet. I have an anointing for wisdom. I have an anointing for utterance. I have an anointing for writing. But I don't have the right anointing for healing and things like that, which is sad, because if I knew at the beginning of 1994 what I know today, I would have done a lot of things very differently back then. But I didn't. I'm available to help you seek a power anointing, and to help you to preserve it and nurture it and look after it. Got my email address, james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me and I'll be happy to help you. There's a wealth of information on their website, endtimeissueministries.org. So that's the end of that piece. We're going to pick up where we left off last week, 2024-0103. Where Will You Spend Eternity? With commentary on The Final Quest, the third edition, part 5. So we're talking about what indicators are there about pleasing the Almighty. So I've made quite a lot of reference to the Bible in this particular piece, so I'm just going to carry on there. All my references are to the King James Version of the Bible with names, etc., where there are translation errors corrected. So Colossians 1, verses 18 to 20 states the following about Yeshua, incorrectly Jesus. And he is the head of the body, the assembly, incorrectly the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and of having made peace through the blood of his stake, incorrectly cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So it's important to notice that Yeshua is the firstborn from the dead. Yeshua is the example of how a person can overcome in this life in order to triumph, to please the Almighty, and to sit on the highest throne next to the Almighty for eternity. Assembly, not church. Church is a meaningless English word. This cross is a pagan symbol. He died on a stake. Length of tree stump, he was executed like that, not like that. So it's important to put Yeshua in the right place in your mind. Yeshua is therefore the example to follow. He's gone before and he has shown us how it can be done. there's a whole lot of wrong thinking about Yeshua is the way, as he's some sort of portal into heaven. No, he is the example. He showed us how we should live our lives, what we should do, spending time with Father, doing good works, etc. Yeshua became the firstborn from the dead by suffering and dying voluntarily, despite having never committed any sin, as stated in Hebrews 4:15-16. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all parts tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So Yeshua was tempted in all points like we are, and yet he was able to do so without sinning. Folks, this is so important to understand. One of the biggest things, if not the biggest thing, that Yeshua accomplished was that he lived for 33 and a half years without committing a single sin. And you may say, well, that's amazing, that's impossible. Well, if you're filled with the Spirit, like I've just been talking, you can live a life without sin too. Father, through his Spirit in you, will keep you from sinning, keep you from doing wrong. So you need to get clear on who Yeshua is. He's not God. He's a separate created being. He lived a life free of sin. And because of that, death had no place for him. In considering this point, it's really important to recognize that Yeshua was a created being, the result of a creative miracle, and he lived life entirely as a human being. The only divinity in Yeshua was the anointing of the set-apart, incorrectly, Holy Spirit of Yah that came upon Yeshua when Yahuchanan, incorrectly, John, immersed him, the Christ. Christ means anointing of the Spirit of Yah, or one anointed with the Spirit of Yah, depending on context. There's about three different Greek words, all translated Christ. Matthew 3:16, and Yeshua, incorrectly, Jesus, when he was baptized, when he was immersed, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of Yah descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And it's really important to understand that Yeshua lived the first 30 years of his life without an anointing, without the infilling of the Spirit of Yah. The Spirit of Yah came upon him when he was immersed in the Jordan by Yehuchanan at the age of approximately 30. This is so important. One of the sad things about the drama, The Chosen, is that they don't go into this. They don't depict it. They don't depict Yeshua going into the wilderness 40 days and fasting. And that is so central to who Yeshua was and what Yeshua accomplished. And it's important to realize, if Yeshua was God, the whole thing was a hoax. He couldn't have been God. Yeshua also repeatedly went apart to pray to the Almighty, Mark 6:46. And when he, in other words, Yeshua, had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Clearly, Yeshua is not the Almighty. If he was, he would not need to pray to the Almighty, and he would not have said what he said in Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Yeshua cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my beloved mighty one, my beloved mighty one, why hast you forsaken me? Yah had to take his spirit away from Yeshua when he was on the stake, because he couldn't have died with the full anointing that he had and the Spirit of Yah in him. It's therefore possible that we can aspire to live life to the standard that Yeshua set. We may not succeed, however, we can aspire. remember that Yeshua said, I go to my Father so that you can do greater works than I did. So anything that Yeshua did, it is possible for you to come to a level of anointing and a level of relationship with Yah, that you can raise the dead, heal the sick, heal the lepers, open blind eyes, open deaf ears, open dumb tongues, release dumb tongues, walk on water, do mighty works. It's totally available to you if you will seek it. And Eli, Eli, Labo Thapatani, my beloved mighty one, mostly translated, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But Eli is a term of endearment towards Yah. Means my beloved mighty one or my darling. After all, Yeshua stated in John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. We can do greater works than Yeshua did if we aspire to, if we're willing to pay the price. We can overcome to the end. We can sit on high thrones for eternity if we're willing to pay the price. Big if. I've touched on briefly earlier in this broadcast as to the sort of things you need to do. Hours praying. And you say, well, where are you going, James, where am I going to find 2 hours a day to pray, 2 hours a day to read about Yah, 2 hours a day to worship, and then hold down my job, look after my family? Well, as I said to you, if you get close to Yah, if you go all out for Yah, he will give you supernatural energy. You'll only need 3 hours sleep instead of 8 hours sleep. So there you are. You've scored the hours that you need. You're going to have to put in a bit of work up front to get to that point, but he's there to meet you. He wants you to succeed. He wants to be part of your life. And that's how you get him to be part of. You don't have to do this, folks. You can just potter along doing whatever you're doing and then be sort of desperately surprised when you get to the end of your life and Father says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And you never knew me. Father wants a relationship with you. The only reason we exist is to have a relationship with the Creator. That's why this whole thing is here, the universe, the solar system, the planet, the plants, the animals, and us. We're here to have a relationship with Him. So how do we overcome? What's the price? In order to understand at some basic level what is required to overcome and what the price is, we can consider all the people listed above with particular but not exclusive emphasis on Yeshua. In order to understand this and interpret these experiences, reports, teachings, etc., there's a very important principle set out in 1 Corinthians 1:18 to 31. I'm just going to share selected verses. The whole thing is obviously you can get it. My rendering of the Bible is on the website, any Bible will have the basics there. I've just picked out key verses. If you look at this article, Where Will You Spend Eternity? On the website, you'll find the complete quote. So 1 Corinthians 1, verse 19 and 20, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not Yah made foolish the wisdom of this world? Verse 25, because the foolishness of Yah is wiser than men, and the weakness of Yah is stronger than men. 27, but Yah hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and Yah hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. It is really important to grasp that the Almighty's way of doing things is not the way of the world. If we desire to please the Almighty, it's necessary that we be willing to live life very differently to the way we may have lived it up to now. In fact, it's probably accurate to say that there's no one on earth today who's truly living life the way the Almighty would like them to be living, and I include myself in that. We know so little of the things of the Almighty today that there is an enormous amount for us to learn. I've done a huge amount of learning after I came back to Father and he spoke to me in March 93. I really committed myself. I've spent tens of thousands of hours seeking to draw close to him, praying, worshipping, reading, writing. I've written about 2,500 articles on the website. There's about 1,500 pages on the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. There's a huge amount of information there. It's all available to you, and I encourage you to go for it. Remember, the only reason the universe exists, the only reason that the solar system exists, the only reason that planet Earth exists, the only reason that the plants, the animals exist, the only reason that the human beings exist is because Father Yah was lonely and he wanted friends, he wanted people to talk to. If you're not making an effort to be his friend, then I have to ask you, what's the point of your life? Why are you taking up space on the planet if you're not trying to become his friend? Because it's the only reason that we're here. But almost nobody knows that. And almost nobody's doing anything to get close enough to him to become his friend. But it's there for you. You pray right now, Father Yah, I want to become your friend. He'll meet you where you are today, and he'll help you get there. Just say, Father, I ask you to help me to get there. Email me and I'll help you. This will be continued hopefully next week. So what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Creator today. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, how rich you are or how poor you are, how educated you are or how uneducated you are, how fat you are or how thin you are, how tall you are or how short you are, whether you're blonde and blue-eyed or black-haired and brown-eyed or anything in between, whether you're African or Asian or American or Indian or European or Caucasian or whatever. Doesn't matter if you're a Satanist, a witch, a warlock, a wizard, a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, a Buddhist, whatever. He wants you to become his friend. It's that simple. Father Yah, I desire to become your friend. James says, I can become your friend. Help me to become your friend. Take me by the hand and lead me. Open the doors you want open. Close the doors you want closed. And so on. There's prayers on the website for this. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. And please email me to join the mailing list, also james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I will connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, what I'm advocating, what I'm sharing with you is a very, very different way of living your life. And it's never too late to course correct and adjust. I said a minute ago, the only reason you exist is because Yah wants you to be his friend. And if you're not doing that, what's the point? If you've had thoughts in your life, I wonder why I'm here, what's the point of all this life so miserable? Well, this is the answer to your question. You're here because Yah wants you to be his friend. He wants to be part of your life. He wants to guide you. He wants to help you to prosper. It's that simple, folks. So I'm wrapping up. If you've joined me before, you might want to drop off in a minute. If you're listening for the first or second time, I'm going to go into a little bit more information after this. So to those of you who are dropping off, I'm going to say good night. To those who are staying, just hang on, please. So in closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video Why Seek Relationship on the website for an overview of what I believe near the top of the website. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. The ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is on the ETI Bible version page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far. Search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. There's about four podcast websites that have all the back issues. Also on LinkedIn and YouTube. And then also see for transcripts of the broadcast, see the transcript of broadcast page on the website, also near the top. Books with teachings from 1998 till May 2019 are at the Books for Printing page on the website, also near the top. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search. Locate the information you're looking for. I look forward to hearing from you. I encourage you to seek friendship with Yah. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to ask if you are aware of the possibility of the supernatural in you and through you. If you do not know what I'm talking about, then please listen to my broadcast on W4CY.com radio or Talk4TV.com TV. That's TALK number 4 TV.com. Or visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or find me on LinkedIn, search for James Robertson ETI, or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you, and I really hope that you find that broadcast interesting. Thank you so much. Goodbye.